Hi there. The word for you today is, by God's grace, you can overcome. In Romans 8:31, Paul writes, if God be for us, who can be against us? You know, some of the world's greatest people faced the world's greatest challenges, but they overcame them. For example, cripple a man and you have Sir Walter Scott. Lock him in prison and you have John Bunyan. Raise him in abject poverty, and you have Abraham Lincoln. Subject him to bitter religious prejudice, and you have Benjamin Disraeli. Strike him down with paralysis, and you have Franklin Roosevelt. Have them born black in a society filled with racial discrimination, and you have wonderful people like Booker T. Washington, Harriet Tubman, Marian Anderson, and George Washington Carver. Make a man the first child to survive in a poor Italian family of 18, and you have Enrico Caruso. Have him born to parents who survived a Nazi concentration camp. Paralyze him from the waist down when he's just 4 years old. And you have the incomparable violinist Yitzhak Perlman. Call a man a slow learner, mentally challenged, and write him off as uneducatable, and you have Albert Einstein. Helen Keller was born blind and deaf, and yet she graduated college with highest honors and went on to impact the world. Margaret Thatcher, England's first and only woman prime minister, lived upstairs over her father's grocery store. Did you know that for a while, during her childhood, in her home, they had no running water or indoor plumbing? But look what she became. Golda Meir, Israel's first and only woman prime minister, was a divorced grandmother from Milwaukee. And you could go on and on. So, what do all these people teach us? Well, they teach us that success doesn't depend on our circumstances, but on overcoming our circumstances. And with God on our side, we can do it. Paul, one of the world's great overcomers, wrote, if God be for us, who can be against us?